This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, SiriusXM Channel 80, the ESPN app certainly as well. And you know what? You can listen, just tell your smart speaker, play ESPN Radio, do that too. Guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Rob Ninkovitz is going to join us here. Willie Colon going to join us as well later on in the show. We want you to be part of the conversation today on a Football Friday on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, and of course the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, at Bart and Hahn. That's right, be part of Bart and Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's back, so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Bart Scott, I'm watching the game last night. Week three begins. It's not, you know, it's not the most dramatic. It's not the most, it's not a marquee Thursday night matchup, right? Between the Texans and the Panthers. But I'm interested because it's Sam Darnold, the former prodigal son, who is now in Carolina. He moved south and he's starting a new family. And I'm watching it. We're not even 10 minutes into the game. And our producer, John Winthrop, sends the text. Still too early to have the conversation, in quotes.
Is it like the talk?
Yeah. Because he's like dead set on this idea that we're supposed to, 2 weeks in, just now admit it was a mistake, a colossal mistake, and the Jets should have kept Sam Darnold. Now, Sam, through 3 weeks, has looked really good. I don't think anybody is surprised by this. No one. In fact, we're kind of happy for him because he was a good dude. He did all he could. He was running for his life. He was seeing ghosts, all kinds of things. Right? It just wasn't the right time. But this is now the mentality. The rest of the game now was ruined for me because I was stuck between two emotions. I wanted to see him do well because I wanted to know that I was right when I was, you know, doing all the coverage for that draft that year in New York about how to, if you can get this dude, get this dude. It was him and Josh Allen, the two guys I was in love with.
Yeah.
And they, thanks to the Giants, he fell to their laps and they got him. He looks like USC Sam. That's the guy I saw in college, where he's good. Like, he's good as long as he's got time. And when Christian McCaffrey got hurt, which we'll get into, he had to take over, and I thought he was fine. He's playing the Texans. You could tell me what the Texans were doing defensively because it looked like the whole middle of the field was just kind of like there for the taking.
Well, that's Tampa 2, right? That's Lovie Smith, Tampa 2, up the rail. But usually every once in a while he'll drop that middle linebacker and he'll take the short stuff away.
So I want to know, am I crazy that part of me was also watching and seeing him get, there was two times he got stripped of the football. Now they recovered. Yeah. But both times there was a little part of me that's like, yeah, good. Yeah. Make sure you still show some of those warts. Like, I don't even know how to feel.
You don't want him to look too good. Like, man.
But I still know this.
I wonder this. Mm. I wonder how Adam Gase was watching.
Can you name, here, let's just do this. Name me, and I defy anybody listening right now. Name me a head coach who has had more of a detrimental impact on a franchise than that man.
Jim Ross. It's the only one I can think of. He's the guy that ran Barry Sanders into retirement by putting a fullback in front of him. Listen, I got warts too, man. Being a Lions fan, Barry Sanders said, I retire.
Oh, look what we're doing here. Already on ESPN Plus. They're trolling me. First three starts post-Adam Gase. Ryan Tannehill, 2-1, 836 passing yards, 70% completion. Sam Darnold now 3-0, 888 passing yards, 68%. And I'll take it a step further. These three games are the best three games in a row that Sam Darnold has played as a pro.
Yeah.
I looked it up. He actually had a nice run. 2019, people forget, he was 7-6 as a starter that year with the Jets, Adam Gase's first season. They made a recovery later on in the year. Remember, that's when he had the mono, right? He played the Bills. They had a really good first half. Mostly got hurt.
We know if his ribs are going to break, if he's going to die.
Yeah, right. There was a lot of things going on that year.
You're going to die, Lionheart. You're going to die.
Weeks 10 through 12, he won three in a row. It's the only other time he's won three straight games as a starter. And that's in November, late November.
Yeah.
And he threw for 838 yards, 65% completion, 7 touchdowns, 1 interception, and he also had 2 rushing touchdowns. So 9 touchdowns total for him. In these first 3 weeks, it's 888 yards, 68%, 3 touchdowns passing, 3 rushing, and 1 interception. So it's pretty much the same.
You're paying too much attention, man. I'm obsessed. It's only going to hurt you, man. Like, stop. Don't go so in depth.
I can't help it. All right, so, but that's me watching from that perspective. If you're a Carolina Panthers fan, though, How are you supposed to feel about Thursday night's game? You are 3-0 for the first time since, I believe, the year they went to the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, 2015.
So you're 3-0. Your defense still looks really good, even though, again, it's the Texans. Davis Mills looked all right, but they weren't letting him do a lot.
Yo, can they line up on sides? Like, I got so tired of saying Pert, like, proceed. Like, bro, just back the hell up. Like, God, put your hand in front of your face. And that's how you decide if you're on sides or not.
Put your hand down and you'll know. So stay behind the hand.
Stay behind the hand.
But how should you feel? Because you just, once again, now we'll see the extent of the injury, but losing McCaffrey like that to a hamstring injury.
Hamstrings don't heal.
Yikes.
Too early.
And then again, J.C. Horn as well, who you were really excited about.
Broke his foot.
So you come out of that game 3-0, but you come out of that game with two critical injuries. How are you supposed to feel from a Carolina perspective?
I mean, you feel hopeful and great. You know, you feel good that you got the win, right? Short week. You went on the road. Usually that's an advantage for the home team. You went on the road. You figured out a way to get a victory. And now you have 10 days to try and let Christian McCaffrey nurse his injury. You'll get the news later in the week to figure out whether J.C. Horn, if it's Liz Frank, he's done for the year. But if it's just a broken foot, you know, much like Quinnen Williams, who broke his foot, it's like 6 weeks he can get back. You hope that could be – but you know, coming up, I mean, they got – I forgot who they have after that. It's going to be tough sledding whether they had those guys or not. I think they have Tampa, I believe.
I want to just also point out that when you said Ross, you meant Bobby Ross?
Yeah, Bobby Ross. Yeah, Jim. Isn't Jim close for Bobby?
Wasn't Jim Ross the – is he the wrestling announcer?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's my guy. Yeah. Oh, that's my guy. Yeah, when we talked
about – I knew we were talking about him yesterday. Right, yeah. I kind of had a feeling that's where you were with that, but I didn't
Bobby
want to
Ross,
interrupt
Jim
you.
Bobby Ross, listen.
Completely understand.
He's dead to us, according to Lions fans and Detroit fans. He can't even fly to Detroit no more. He ran Barry Sanders off.
Yikes.
Well, Barry Sanders still lives there.
Well, I mean, how soon before – in New York, now your guy, Joe Douglas, is run off? I feel like, and it's unfair for Zach Wilson. It also, I think, unfair for Robert Saleh. From what everybody's heard, Saleh was like, you want to keep Sam? I'm fine with keeping Sam. Mm-hmm. Like, well, let's build with him. I like him, and let's go ahead and do that. And then they went to the pro day, and Zach Wilson had the throw of the pro day season. Yeah. And he looked really good. And again, check my Twitter. I did this before the season started. Everybody who has watched Zach Wilson believe he has special talent.
Yeah, Joe's not going anyway.
What I mean is you know what happens though. This is the impatience thing that shows up, and all it takes is Sam goes to another place and now looks like a guy that should have been taken third overall that has really good potential to lead a team and to take a team and help them win. Now they haven't really played a great schedule yet. I get it, but still. He looks competent as a quarterback. Mm-hmm. He looks good. And that's literally what you were hoping Sam was going to grow into with the Jets.
Well,
so they had the quarterback, but they moved on to get another one. And as you said, you reset the contract clock, but you also reset the development clock.
Yeah.
But there's at least Sam had Josh McCown. At least Sam had somebody behind him. He had Flacco. He had somebody veteran there that just in case – you know, he's seeing ghosts. Mm-hmm. All right, take a seat, son. Take a breath. And we're going to put out a pro now that you can sit and watch and see what he does in the quarterback room. Zach doesn't have that. And the biggest question is, as we go into this game against a really good defense and a really smart defensive coach in the Denver Broncos, in the Mile High as well, understand that part of it. Like, are we going to see him are we going to live with mistakes?
You have to. So this is it, right? It's more ways to develop a quarterback. Some people will like their quarterbacks to sit. You have to gauge every situation differently. Like when you talk about guys like Peyton Manning, John Elway, who's Peyton Manning's backup when he got there? Nobody knows. Who was Andrew Luck's backup when he got there? Nobody knows, right? But they all turned out okay, right? You know, right now they're saying, listen, Zach is you, and we're going to get you all the experience you want because guess what? We supposedly got you a good enough line that you won't get killed.
Well, you can ask Trevor Lawrence the same thing.
Yeah, right.
Trevor Lawrence doesn't have a real high quality. Right. C.J. Beathard, I believe, won the job. That's why they traded Minshew.
So what you're saying is, you're saying, okay, listen, we're going to let you develop and learn what the pro game is. And if you mess up and if you throw four interceptions, so what? And by the way, right, you know, to the 12-year-old kid that was making fun of the Jets, I went and broke down that play and watched it. That was probably one of the most complex coverages that any NFL player can ever have to deal with. And he got fooled. And he got fooled because he thought it was man-to-man coverage, right? They would send a guy in motion. They did everything they were supposed to do. They sent it in motion and he said, oh, this is man-to-man coverage. But what it was is it was a matchup man-to-man coverage. So good old Bill Belichick. Mm-hmm. It really was 3-3. Actually, it was 4-3. And one guy ends up free. So what they did is they crossed one of the guys in the back. So the two guys that were looking at each other, the tight ends, guess what they men did? They men, when you have man-to-man coverage, you can do two or three things or two things. You can either blitz or you can drop back and look for work. Guess what both of their guys did that were engaged with them at the beginning of the snap? They dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And then guess what?
So they had nobody to block.
Right. So that's why they were looking at each other, because the men that were just trying to act like they were trying to go.
We played this yesterday, the 12-year-old kid who kind of mocked the Jets on that interception.
Those guys dropped back. The Jets were in full protection. They were in eight-man protection, three men on a route. The running back is one of the ones who came out delayed. So, okay, the running back came through the line of scrimmage and broke to the left. So he broke to the left. He went to one of the four that was a matchup zone. So the DB took him. What do you think that did for the middle linebacker? That freed him up because now he has nobody. So what did he do? He blitzed. So it was a delayed blitz. So that's why Sam has somebody running down his
down Broadway, literally.
So then you talk about Corey Davis, right? What did he do? He did an in-breaking route. Well, guess what was sitting there for him? A double team.
Yes.
So outside coverage, and then the safety was doubling him. The only man-to-man coverage was Elijah Moore on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody knows what I'm talking about, it's a matchup zone, 4-3. You stand to your area. Whatever comes to you, you take. If your man blocks, you can blitz or drop back. That coverage can be played five different ways. Remember, he had somebody running down the middle of his face, and he threw it up. And then the reason why Corey Davis stopped and pivoted out, because he saw the other guy, so it was 3-on-1. He saw the other guy coming out that let his guy block, decided to come to him too. So he tried to pivot back out, like when you see guys that's covered in the end zone and they uncover, like they're running, the quarterback's running with him on a boot. So Corey Davis tried to pivot out, but because they're so young and they haven't worked with each other, Zach didn't see it, so he threw it anyway, thought that he was going to keep running.
Right, so
he
pivoted back out. Chemistry was a big part of this.
It's not as big as a joke and just dumb pass as the 12-year-old tried to make it seem, or the majority of people that say, that's probably one of the most complex coverages that we used to play in Baltimore all the time, that we used to go in motion with people sometimes even when we're in zone, and the technique that you play, it's a place, the position that you're in. So if you end up the widest guy, you're hook curl. If you end up in the middle, you're three-receiver hook. Let the kid off the hook with that interception.
Okay, and again, it's one of the four, and there's another one that went through the hands. I can't believe it. You're like, what's better than one linebacker that I'm talking to right now? Let's make it two. Rob Ninkovich joining us right now.
Nick, know what I'm talking about?
On the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, making the plays that move you forward. Goodyear, more driven. All right, Rob, thanks so much.
Santa Claus was walking up the street, man. I saw him walking by Starbucks. I tried to say what's up, but I was indoors. I was going to put it on his tab because he got that cheddar.
I was going to get a little breakfast. I was getting a little breakfast. I hadn't eaten since 5 a.m., so I'm trying to go, you know?
Yeah, no, we got you working today, no doubt about it. By the way, we'll let you know there's a diner nearby that is a great spot. Just I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know. Any suggestions, I'll take all.
Yeah, no, it's perfect. Old school. But it's great to talk to you. Thanks for giving us a few minutes here.
Nick, you know the name of that defense. The defense that you guys were playing, it was like 4-3. It's a matchup, man-to-man zone. And depending on who comes out, you take him. And then when your guy blocks, you can either blitz or – what do you guys call it? We call it IT advice. We call it something different. What did you guys call it?
We used to call it Frisco.
Frisco. Oh, yeah, Frisco, because like Frisco linebackers talking to each other, Frisco, or Limbo. Yeah. So they ran that. That's one of the plays that they tricked Zach Wilson on when they got the interception.
Right, so let's start there, because I thought you made a great – and I know Greeny brought this up too on his show after you guys did it on Get Up. You brought up a great way to explain Zach Wilson with the plate, you know, at the cookout, where it's like you don't want to put too much on the plate. If you could, for our listeners, kind of explain that, and that's maybe what Zach Wilson's going through right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've all been to a picnic, and we've all had a paper plate at one time in our life, and we go to the picnic, and we go to load it up, and you just put way too much on that thing, and it falls apart. You don't have those big, thick, hefty ones. You got, like, kind of those thin paper plates, kind of like a rookie. You think about, like, coming into a new place with a new team, a new coordinator, and they try to just load up your plate, and that thing just falls apart. On the flip side of that, you come in slow, you take one scoop, you put it on the plate, you understand, hey, I can always just get up from the table, go get more. You know, once I digest this, feel good, go get some more. So, you know, you look at Mac Jones and how the Patriots are kind of handling this thing. You know, running game, let's not go crazy here, let's not throw four interceptions here. Let's make this game manageable. Let our team help us win this thing. And then you look at the Jets, you can't win throwing four interceptions. It's just impossible. So it's almost like the plate concept. Don't overload the plate too fast, because this game is built on confidence. And once that plate falls apart, it's hard to get back that strength of the plate to fill it back up again. So, right. You know, I think at this point right now, the Jets maybe just need to pull back a little bit on what they're doing to try and take care of the football more. Get with the kid, you know, on the sidelines. I see him walking off the sidelines, sit down on the bench. Nobody's talking to him. Nobody's yelling at nothing. It's just like, oh, yeah, threw four interceptions. So, you know, I think maybe they need to just pull back a little bit, and that might help them in the long run.
Hey, I want to focus on that game this week between the Saints and New England. And, you know, eventually Mac Jones is going to have to do a little bit more. I think he's averaging something like 4 yards passing the ball. We know he has the capability of pushing the ball down the field, but to your point, they don't want to put too much on his plate. How important is the win this week? Because if they don't get the win this week, we know what's coming to town, the celebration. Are you going next week to be around Tom Brady? And I'm sure, you know, like the video and all that type of stuff, right?
Like, I'll be there, yes. I'll be there as a fan. Nice. I won't be there working, so I'll be able to just enjoy the game and watch it. But I think that this game coming up against the Saints is very vital for them, for the Patriots, to establish a little bit more, you know, offensively in the red zone. They've been settling for field goals, which anytime you're kicking three instead of scoring touchdowns, when it comes to a game where you actually need to score a lot of points, that's going to be your Achilles heel. So I feel like they definitely have to be better this week, put up a little bit more of points on the scoreboard, because we know when Tampa comes to town, they're going to be scoring points. Mm-hmm. So you can't be kicking field goals when you need to be scoring touchdowns.
And there's going to be so much around that game, as you know, too. And for Mac, it's unfortunate for him, but he's going to be part of that conversation just because it's Tom's return to New England. But I'm looking at another game here, Tar. I want to talk to you as we're talking with Rob Ninkovich right now on the Goodyear Hotline. And it's I think this is something that you can say in all sports, right? It's not just exclusive to football, and we see it often too many times that it's frustrating. For me, I'm a basketball guy. From my perspective, I see it a lot with even coaches and basketball teams. You really should create an offense or defense based on your personnel, not have your personnel fit your offense, right? So with that in mind, in Chicago, which I know is near and dear to your heart, you get to see Justin Fields now get a start. But are we going to see them now, just like we saw with Lamar Jackson, Baltimore created an offense for him and his skill set, or is Justin Fields basically going to play the Andy Dalton offense?
They better change the offense. I mean, look, if you have a different style of quarterback that you can't really use RPO, run pass option plays, you can't really use moving the pocket plays or scramble extended plays because your quarterback's a statue, then you need to change your offense drastically. I mean, if Baltimore was still running the Joe Flacco offense, they wouldn't fit them very well at all, and they wouldn't be successful. So a good coach has to put the player in the proper position to win by making sure that they fit the scheme. Because if they felt like, oh, our scheme is what we're going to run and it is what it is, then they need to bring in people that they feel fit that scheme. And that's not the case. Usually it's upper management. It's somebody above that makes this high pick. So then the coaches have to be flexible and understand we got to change the way we play. We got a young quarterback. We need to use his athletic ability. He can scramble. He can run around. All the things that you see from these guys that are athletic, you can't run the same offense. You just can't do it. And right. If you do, then I think it's not right.
Hey, Nick, I want to know, who do you think is the best team in NFC right now, outside of Tampa?
Outside of Tampa?
Yeah, outside of Tampa.
Probably the Rams right now.
And why is that? So do you think that this week is a preview for maybe potentially an NFC championship?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, you look at what the Rams have defensively with the pass rush, then you look, they felt like they were one piece away, which that's the quarterback position. They go and they get a guy that, you know, arguably could be one of the better quarterbacks that's been on kind of a poor team for a long time. And you say, hey, we put him in a new place with a great offensive mind in McVay, then they're going to be able to maximize the value that they got in that quarterback. So I think when you look at the Rams and how they're built, they can score points quickly. So whenever you can score points every possession, you're built for a shootout, and you can keep up with the best of them. So they throw four touchdowns, we throw five. They throw five, we throw six. So I think that that's why they're suited to be in a NFC matchup, NFC championship, because of their ability to be explosive and score points.
And real quick, just jumping off of that, because we also have Green Bay and the 49ers in a game as well. Bart has been really down on the Packers' defense. He feels like that's going to be for them an Achilles heel this year. Obviously, they made a change at defensive coordinator. Are you in that same boat? Do you look at Packers and think, I know Aaron Rodgers is going to be Aaron Rodgers, but there's some concern about that defense to get them back to an NFC championship game?
Yeah, well, I mean, look at week one. Jameis threw for five touchdowns. Then week two, he threw for zero. So, I mean, was it him playing that much worse, or was it the competition that he was playing against week one just didn't play well at all, and he was able to, you know, score a lot of points, and the Saints really put the beating to them. So for me, the defense has to be a lot better, and I know we're such in a hyper-focused, quarterback-driven league. Aaron Rodgers is getting a lot of the heat, but it's not Aaron Rodgers that's stopping, you know, the other team's passing or running attack. Their defense has got to play a lot better than they have in the first 2 weeks, or they won't be where they want to be at the end of the year.
Hey, Nick, great to talk to you. Thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right, Rob Ninkovich again on the Goodyear Hotline. It's a really good insight there on the defensive side of things. And I just love that whole paper plate thing that he came up with, and the difference with Mac Jones, how they put only a little bit on the plate. With Zach Wilson, it's like the plate's falling apart because they just put way too much on too soon.
And you know what's crazy? Mac Jones got the better plate to begin with. Mac Jones has a true paper plate.
He has like the
styrofoam. And Zach Wilson has the styrofoam one, the one that
when it just snaps.
Yeah, you can't even put it in a microwave with something with grease because it'll burn a hole.
You can't even hold it with one hand. You got to always keep two hands on it. Yeah, no doubt about that. It was such a great analogy. That's why I wanted to get him to explain it. All right, Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $700 on average. Call or click today. Find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance. So, coming up, what will the great and powerful Bart Stradamus predict for week three? Find out next after Bart Scott has this from DraftKings.
It's been a great start to the NFL season, and it's only going to get better at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. DraftKings is putting new customers in the center of the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Get in on the action now. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stand underneath the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Feel the NFL action like never before with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. DraftKings is a safe, secure, reliable, and the best part is you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code BART. This week, new customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Enter promo code BART to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with your first deposit. That's promo code BART only at DraftKings, the official fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. Oh, yes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Bring it, Bart Scott.
You got to do the dance.
Jump on it. Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and on Plus. They have no idea what we're doing.
How do you transition for such happy music?
To what?
To the dark side.
Well, we're going to get to that right now. But first, I want to tell you that college football is back. Tune in tomorrow as Texas hosts Texas Tech. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins at 11 a.m. Eastern. on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. College football season just continues to roll on, and so does the NFL season, as we are now in the midst, after last night's game, of week three, believe it or not already, of the NFL. And with that, of course, it's Friday, and that, of course, means it is time for Bartstradamus. So, Bartstradamus, how are you feeling, by the way, your predictions?
Hit the bell again. Yes.
How are you feeling so far through the first 2 weeks of predictions of things that you have foresaw?
Very strong.
Well, tell me about this game. The Giants, off of a long week now since playing Thursday in a heartbreaking loss, they host the Falcons, who just don't look very good. What do you see in that game, please?
I see this been a tale of two futures, my son.
Really?
I see a bowl. No, not what you're thinking.
A bowl?
Not the Super Bowl.
Mm.
The loser of this game will be the winner of the Bum Bowl. And the Bum Bowl, the one who wins shall move on. The one who loses,
oh no,
shall perish. Rest in peace.
So it is said, so it shall be. The Bum Bowl is awarded to the loser of the Falcons and the Giants. So says Bartstradamus. Uh-oh. Are you getting... Are you having a vision?
I'm having a vision. Oh, yes. I see it plain as sight. In Ohio, a native son comes back. But he doesn't come back as a follower, but as the leader of the Chicago Bears. Justin Fields has risen to the top like cream. And Andy Dalton shall be no more. Yes, it is said.
So it shall be?
So it shall be, my child.
So Justin Fields returning to Ohio, where he was a star at Ohio State, and you believe that he is leading the Bears in that game over the Browns in Cleveland?
No, no, no.
Oh, you're just saying that he is going to emerge as the quarterback's QB1.
He will never be QB2 ever, ever, okay, ever again.
All right, well, there's another Ohio team playing, Cincinnati, and they're playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who you have actually defended, Bartstradamus. How do we feel about this game at this point?
The question is, who shall be under center for Pittsburgh?
Oh.
Oh. Oh, yes. I know. In 2012, a torn meniscus.
Mm-hmm.
In 2016, a sprained shoulder. 2019, an elbow. 2021, a torn pectoral.
Yes.
But my child Ben Roethlisberger shall rise as he always rises. Like Michael Myers in Halloween Kills. Ben Roethlisberger is an immortal. And he's playing the Bungles. He doesn't need arms to beat the Bungles. Take the spread on the Steelers.
You're now giving betting advice?
Yes.
Bartstradamus expanding
tides
his role.
Tithes and offerings are welcome to my temple.
Wow.
So it is said.
So it shall be.
So it shall be. Until next week. I have to go. Okay. Dry cleaning needs to be picked up, my child. Yes. Yes! They close at 3.
That is Barstradamus for this week. So, again, the Bum Bowl is the loser of the Falcons and the Giants. That's the team. They are done for the season. You feel Justin Fields will prove to be QB1 for the rest of the season after his performance against the Browns, and that Ben Roethlisberger does not need a pectoral muscle to have success against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Traditionally, they always beat the Bengals.
Yeah, okay.
Well, traditionally, almost everybody beats the Bengals.
Right.
But especially,
but you're also saying take the Steelers.
Yes.
Put your money down on the Steelers.
Yes.
All right.
Even without T.J. Watt, they'll find a way to get pressure. Melvin Ingram will become – he'll be rejuvenated because he's going to get opportunity to get all the good matchups, all the good blitzes.
All right.
They're going to try and light Joe Burrow up.
All right, you heard from Barstradamus. We want to hear from you. Your bold prediction for your team for week 3. Tell us your team and your bold prediction for your team. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We want you to tune into an American League East rivalry tomorrow. How about this weekend? Red Sox, Yankees for basically a playoff spot. Coverage begins at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. So we will get your calls and what to expect. As he mentioned that game from OBJ when he makes his return against the Bears? All that and more coming next. Willie Colon also top of the hour. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Han.
Alan Hall, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests, join us in the Goodyear Hotline. If you missed Rob Ninkovich, you can hear him anywhere you get podcasts at Bart and Han. Also, Willie Colon going to join us in the 1 o'clock hour, the former Jet, former Pittsburgh Steeler as well. A lot of great insight from him. Willie's always a lot of fun to talk to, so we look forward to that. But right now, it's time for you, and that means it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. We go to the Dr. Pepper. Call in line at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So you tell us your team and what you're looking forward to. What is your prediction for your team this week? Mike in North Carolina starts us off. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the upset. I'm going to say the Chargers by 10 up in Arrowhead this
by
week.
By 10? That's aggressive.
By 10.
All right, that's a great – what gives you confidence? What gives you confidence by 10?
It's just do. They do. And I don't think the Chiefs are nearly as good as they were last season.
They can't stop the run.
My opinion about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Well, we can't either. But
that offensive line is still a work in progress too. They're trying to get their chemistry together.
Yeah, I mean, but that I
about 10 is kind of crazy.
Foreshadowing
I think
a little
Mike
bit
needs to calm down a little bit there.
Oh, I know. I knew this. See, you knew Steele. Like he couldn't help himself. James Steele, a resident Chiefs fan,
Mike in North Carolina,
who admits
I think Mike in North Carolina needs to calm down a little bit.
Listen, this guy admits this is James Steele admits openly that he can't enjoy a Chiefs game. He can't enjoy it.
Expectations are different, man. They don't, he don't even start.
But yet you say one thing about his team, though. Yeah. I think I could be. Oh yeah, calm down. You get all You get all in your feelings. I noticed that.
Well, I mean, what? Mike's not helping me,
Well, enjoy a little foreshadowing. When we do lunch game. Money, when we do lunch money the next hour, we make our picks. That game is in mine. All right, a little foreshadowing. Let's continue with the calls. We go to Josh in Georgia. Josh?
Yeah. Hey, I was just wanting to let you know my team is the Baltimore Ravens. I think this week Greg Roman – get a little experimental with the offense and let Lamar Jackson throw 400 yards, 4 TDs.
Nah, but you're saying because they got nothing to fear over there. Jamie Collins is on the trading block.
Yep.
They really have nothing to fear. They got no corners going on over there, so it's time to work on the passing game. I got you. I can dig that.
I see what you're saying. Right, exactly.
It's like, all right, let's work on where we need to work. It's like almost an elevated practice.
That's literally what I was putting it. It's like, is this playing like JV? Like, let's just try some stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
The spread's 8. I think that's being respectful. Thank you, Josh. Let's continue with the calls. We go back. Let's see. Taylor in South Dakota. Taylor.
How are we doing, guys?
Good.
Good. So I just want to say shout out to Bart because I'm a Steelers fan. I think Big Ben doesn't need a peck to get by the Bengals. I think we figure out the offensive line. I think Najee Harris has a breakout game. And as always, without T.J. Watt, I still think the defense gets it done.
Yeah, you agree, Bart?
Yeah, that's what they do. They'll come up with it.
Barstradamus said you take the Steelers and you give the 3 points.
Yeah,
too.
They'll just blitz more. They'll blitz more and be more aggressive and blitz more and try and put this porous offensive line on notice.
All right. Back to the Dr. Pepper call-in line. We go again. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You tell us your team and your prediction for your team this weekend. Let's go to Austin in Florida. Austin?
Yes, sir.
What's happening?
I'm taking Nick Chubb, 4 TDs. Go Brownies.
That's a good defense, man. You don't think Kareem Hunt maybe gets some of those? So you're just going –
I think your fantasy player this week is Nick Chubb. I mean, I'm a Georgia boy. So
there you go.
Nick Chubb, 4 TDs.
Okay.
Best running back in the NFL. I don't care who. I'm saying it on live radio. Nick Chubb, best running back in the NFL.
Best running back in the NFL.
He's in the conversation. Him, Dalvin Cook, Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
In a conversation.
But against that Bear,
Raekwon Smith, one of the best linebackers in the NFL, too.
Well, I mean, that's what you got to keep an eye on.
Akeem Hicks and, you know, we already know Khalil Mack over there.
Yes, we do know that. All right, back to the Colts we go. Cordell in New Jersey. Cordell.
Yeah.
Yo.
Hello.
Yeah.
Your team
and your bold prediction for your team.
I'm picking Tennessee Titans. That's my team.
Yep.
I think Julio Jones is going to have a breakout game.
Oh, so he's not Quintoris? He's not Quintoris?
No longer punching
the
air.
Hold up. He had a breakout game last week, man. You're talking about he had 6 catches for like 126. What's better than that? Would you want him to go for 200?
But this is a huge game, though. I mean, this is your division game. Like, here's your first little tone set. No?
Who the hell are they going against, man? Dude ain't got no ankles. You got to be some type of bum, some non-athlete to break. How the hell you twist both of them? How do you, like, yo.
It really is amazing.
That's hard to do.
Like, you know what's funny? It's almost like, you know those people that, and I'm not saying that Carson Wentz is this guy, but some might. I'm not saying it.
He's Samuel
But you know
Jackson.
When there's someone like you, like where it's like they hurt something? You're like, you all right? Yeah, I'm all right. It's like, it might be sprained. Then it turns into it could be broken.
Yeah.
Like,
he kind of do that sneeze.
Oh, my arm, it's broke. It could be a fractured ulna.
He's Samuel Jackson and Unbreakable.
Like, it's like, did you sprain your ankle? I actually sprained both. Like, when you tell a story about your injury, you know, one time, you know, I sprained my ankle. Yeah. You know what? I once sprained both my ankles.
Yeah, I sprained both of them.
It's always like that one-up person.
I had to crawl on my knees.
All right, that was Straight Talk by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. We'll continue with your calls, but coming up, Willie Colon going to tell us why Big Ben will have all the protection he needs.
Chilly Willie.